Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Go to sexwithemily.com for more information for all of our shows. We've got hundreds of them that you can listen to. And yeah, we so appreciate you for listening and for being our listeners and for being here and listening. Today's show is brought to you by Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, use coupon code Emily. You get 50% off most items, but they have a new offer. Ready? So you get, for a limited time only, Adam and Eve will let you pick 3 free adult DVDs with your order. Plus, you get 50% off an item. You can choose a new adult toy, a lube, or almost anything from over 18,000 adult products. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. And again, when you're checking out, you can choose your own DVDs. They've always given you DVDs, but now you can choose wherever, whatever you want. They've got thousands to choose from, your own free DVDs. AdamandEve.com. Coupon code Emily. Hi.
Hi.
Megan,
how you doing?
Up?
What's
how
going
doing?
On? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Ooh. How was your weekend?
It went by too fast.
Yeah?
Yeah. It went by so fast. I spent a lot of time with my dog this weekend.
Really?
I went to the dog park and she played with her best friend, Betty. And I went to some parties and hung out with friends and it was really beautiful. And I did some work and It was a very nice, I don't feel like hungover or like I was pretty healthy. Went to the gym.
That's cool.
And I planned a trip.
You're going on a trip.
I haven't had a vacation that did not include my family in years. Like,
okay.
I'm going to Mexico with a group of friends in November.
Mexico?
Not till Thanksgiving.
What?
But my friend gets a house there every year, and he invited me. And so I'm going, a bunch of us, ex-boyfriend.
Nice.
But, like, best friend, best guy friend. He happens to be an ex-boyfriend, but there's like 15 of us going.
You're already going into that territory again? Didn't we just go over this like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. It's fine though. Everything's cool. No one cares.
You're
current guy does not care. I think he might come.
Oh, you think he might come? Wait. Shouldn't he be coming with you already?
He is coming. I think he is coming. I'm bringing a guy.
Oh my
I'm bringing
God,
a guy.
You're ridiculous.
I'm not ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So I'm going to lay on the beach and I'm going to have the best time ever because I need a friggin' vacation. Who doesn't? Everyone needs a vacation. I don't take vacation
I'm
because
I'm very
you
happy
work
that
for
you're
going
to take a vacation, but good luck with your situation.
Thanks. But when you work for yourself, it's like I never feel like I deserve a vacation. So I need one.
The better question is, I've never taken a vacation in so long without my family or ex-boyfriends.
It's true, actually. It's kind of true.
Every time you go somewhere, you're hanging out with an ex-boyfriend.
Because they're all really good guys. I just didn't want to marry them. Can't you be friends with an ex and not want to marry them? What's the problem?
Not when you're dating somebody. You don't hang out with them.
Yes, you do.
Like, I'm
my
friends.
Ex likes my current guy a lot.
Well, that's great.
I know.
Give him a high five.
I will. How was your weekend, honey?
My weekend was cool. Friday, didn't do anything. And then Saturday, my radio station, this other radio station I work for, is throwing a concert. So we had like a ticket on sale thing. And we, you know, we're never sure like how many people will come show up and buy tickets. 4,000 people showed up.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really cool.
The concert
it hasn't even happened.
Buy the tickets.
Just to buy the tickets for the concert.
4,000 people actually came and showed up somewhere?
Yeah. 4,000 people were there. It was insane. It was really cool meeting some of the listeners and stuff like
that's
that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it was fun doing that. But I was only there for a little bit because I told you I had a friend who had a niece that couldn't go to prom.
Right. Was that this weekend?
That was this weekend. So I made some calls and they were able – her and her date were able to screen a private movie for two in one of the Pixar movie screenings.
That's so nice.
Rooms. And I'm telling you, this is like top of the line, better than anything you've ever seen in your life. Movie theaters, like super – like their projectors are more than Ferraris.
Right.
You know? It's like – it's
right.
Super sick. So we gave them a tour, did all that, and then a limo came and picked them up. We took some pictures of them outside – the limo in front of the big Pixar screens.
Oh,
and it was like, it was
so
really
sweet.
Cool. Yeah. Really cool. So then we were done with that. And then me and my buddy from Pixar, we went and started drinking and stuff like that. And then we went out to eat and we're like, oh, we gotta take a quick nap because we got invited to this after party that Red Bull was throwing. And Red Bull throws like sick,
crazy parties. Yeah.
Crazy parties. So then the party is about to start. We go over there, and the party is just jumping, right?
Right.
And then it's just like open bar. Like whatever the hell you want, you can just have. I have two drinks. I'm there 15 minutes. I'm like, yeah.
And you leave?
I just go home. I'm like,
that's not like you. Were you with
a
girl?
Tired. I was with a girl, but I didn't want to leave because I was with a girl.
But did you go home and have sex with her?
No. Swear to God.
I don't believe you.
Swear to God,
you were with a girl at a party and you left early after 15 minutes and you didn't go home and have sex with
her.
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
Why?
Because I was tired. I wanted to go home.
Did she come sleep at your house?
Yes.
And you did not have intercourse. Did you have intercourse the next morning?
Tired. Nope. Did not have intercourse.
So she's just a friend.
Huh?
So she's just a friend.
No, we have sex, but I just didn't. I was tired, man.
Then, no, you don't have to have sex
when
every
I'm
time.
Tired. I'm.
I just wanted you to have sex. And
when
then
I'm tired, it trumps all. Like I don't give a f.
So you were just tired of the show.
Yeah,
so the
I'm not like a guy. I need to get laid because I can.
So
get
the
some
party
vagina.
Ended when you left because you are the.
No,
party.
No, it went on, but it
I
just
mean,
showed like I just don't care, man. Like
you're over the party scene. Or you're over the sex.
I just
thing?
Don't want to go bar.
I don't either. That's why I hang out with friends, my ex-boyfriends.
Well, see, that's not a good thing either. But it was so funny because so Sunday I had to do grocery shopping and I've been getting pissed off because I need a good vacuum cleaner that can suck up the shit, right?
Right.
And I bought two because I have a small place. You don't need a big
yeah,
vacuum cleaner.
No.
But the small vacuum cleaners, they don't work as good.
No.
They don't.
No.
So I had to get a big vacuum cleaner. It's like $150 for.
Wow. Where'd you go? Target?
Yeah, Target. And I tweeted while I was getting this vacuum cleaner and I said, I wish I could go back in time and tell my 16-year-old self that buying a vacuum cleaner on a Sunday would be enjoyable.
Right.
And a lot of people responded to that or laughing their ass off.
Yeah, it's like, funny because it's
weird.
Kind of is enjoyable.
I would like to go talk to my 16-year-old self and say, hey, you know what?
One day
you're going to go to Target on a Sunday where you probably usually be skateboarding. And you're going to buy a vacuum cleaner and you're going to think it's amazing.
Exactly. That's amazing. Yeah. That's true. It's the things that I appreciate those little things in life too. I like running errands, crossing things. That's what I did a lot this weekend. Like I did a lot of errands, crossed things off my list, like went to the bank, went to the dry cleaner. It's not that interesting though. But you're right. It was satisfying.
What would you tell your 16-year-old self right now?
Oh my God. That's a great question.
Like one thing, like over the weekend.
Over a weekend.
Over the weekend, you'd be like, you could go back in time and tell your 16-year-old self, say, hey, when you're this age, you're going to be doing this.
You're going to be you're going to be organizing your sex toys, which has been a 2-month project on a Sunday afternoon, because you're going to have so many that you're going to spend hours daydreaming about ways to store all different sex toys, books, and products in my home and coming up with new solutions for storage.
Wow. And what would your 16-year-old self say?
She'd probably say, what's a sex toy? What's sex? I never even masturbated until I was like 19 or 20. It didn't even occur to me. I've told you this. Never
yeah,
even.
Yeah, but you knew of sex toys when you were 16.
No, they didn't have sex toys then. I mean, they had them then, but no one knew. I don't think I knew what a sex toy was when I was 16. I don't even think I really knew what they were until I was in college, until some guy bought me a vibrator once.
I knew about sex toys when I was like 8 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of sex toy did you know about?
Like dildos and stuff?
I was kind of, I wasn't sheltered. My family's not religious. They're not, they weren't controlling. They weren't in my face. So they let me do whatever I want, really, because they weren't very good parents at the time. But I never knew what a sex toy was. No.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Do you know what's funny is actually in my younger age, I was really aware of sex.
Right. So you said the first time you walked in and your parents something was happening.
I saw porno when I was like 6.
And you knew that what it meant.
Yeah. I knew about sex toys at a really young age. And it's funny. And I have a flashback too of I was in summer school because I would always go to summer school because it was cheaper than daycare. You know, my parents would always send me
there. Oh, that's why you're so smart.
Hate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It really paid off. But I remember it was so bizarre. During the day at like a lunch break, these teenagers go out in the middle of the field at an elementary school and start having sex.
They did?
Yeah, in the middle of the field while there was like hundreds, maybe even 1,000 kids.
How old were you?
I was probably, I would say, like 6th grade.
And you saw them having sex?
Yeah, they're having sex in the field, like out in the open, out of nowhere. And then, like, we call them yard duties or whatever, narcs, whatever.
Right.
The people that go around and yell at you for doing shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
They, you know, they're in their, like, late 30s, 40s, and they had to go and stop the teenagers from having sex. It was in plain view.
That's so – were they kids that went to your school?
No, it was kids that were, like, either from, like, a high school or something like that.
So dumb. But you were watching them have sex?
Dude, everybody was.
That's
it
hilarious.
It was so weird, right?
That is weird. Who would do that? Would they probably get arrested or something?
I don't know, but, yeah, the yard duties went in, like – made them like go away.
That's so funny. I mean, I don't think that I really knew, I don't know, that much about sex. Like, it never came up. I had fooled around with boys and stuff. Like, gave a blowjob when I was 16 and had braces.
What?
I told you that.
No, you never told me that.
I had braces, and the guy I was dating at the time was like, I want you, will you give me a blowjob? Or whatever you say then.
You're like, sure, whatever.
And I was like, sure, whatever. No, I was like, I have braces. Like, yeah, like it hurts. Like, to put over your mouth, like over your. And I did it for like a second, but then it hurt. Braces, it works. I don't know why you would want that. I could have ripped his dick off.
Well, do you know what's funny is there would be girls that had braces like on the inside, so you couldn't even see them.
Right.
On the lower.
Uh huh. That would hurt the penis.
I'm like, I've had that, like, had twice in my life had that happen.
Oh, that's even worse.
I'm like, why does it feel like there's razors on my penis
right
now?
Oh, my God. That's awful. That's awful. I don't even know. I think that you should not.
So, you know, you just got to fight. You got to fight through it.
Should be illegal to perform oral sex when you have braces on. Okay. Today's show, we're going to be talking about what you should and shouldn't tell your partner. Also, tomorrow is the first day of Masturbation Month. Do you know that May is Masturbation Month?
No.
Okay. So, everyone, I want everyone to increase the number of times, the amount of times they masturbate per week. And we're going to give you some tips and tricks. We're talking about mutual masturbation tools. Manus is going to try out some things that he doesn't know about. And that's this month. We're going to be highlighting every week. We're going to have a special masturbation show. And I also have a game for us to play today.
Oh, I love games.
I know. So we're going to play that. And we've got some sex and news and some emails. And it's just exciting stuff all around. And also, you can download my iPhone app, Kegel Camp. It's getting tons of downloads lately. I don't know why. Helps men and women improve their sex life.
Maybe somebody talked about it.
Someone talked about it somewhere, but it's Kegel Camp. Go download it now. And
that's
then
cool.
Rate it with like lots of stars and say you like it on iTunes.
Many, many stars. Have you heard about the African fruit diet?
No. Thanks for asking. What
is it? It's like mango. Like, because, you know, you're all into the natural supplements lately.
Oh, yeah. Hot Rocks.
So there's like this new fruit, mango from Africa that's been like on all over the news, and it was on Dr. Oz. And apparently you lose like 18 pounds in a month.
From eating a mango? Yeah. All you eat is just one African mango?
No. You just eat – you don't really change up your diet too much, but you just add this to your – you just eat this supplement.
Oh, this fruit just makes you lose weight?
Yeah.
I want one now.
Well, you don't need to lose weight.
Oh,
shut
that's
up.
True. You want one now.
You'd be
no,
all
I don't
cracked
know.
Out.
I'd be like, where's my food?
I'm going to be talking about
no,
oh,
I never
so
heard of that. That's so weird.
Yeah, it's just recent.
African fruit. Check it out. Okay, everyone.
African mango or something like that. But, okay. You know, make sure you get it from a reputable place.
Right. Well, you can also, now that you brought it up, you know, Hot Rocks. I've been taking Hot Rocks now for almost 2 months. It's Hot Rocks, R-A-W-K-S, hotrocks.com. It's an organic, certified aphrodisiac for men and women. And it gives women more energy, stronger orgasms. It helps men with stamina, hard erections. But here's the best part about hotrocks.com. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you try it for 30 days and you don't feel something like I feel, like I definitely feel like I have more energy. I definitely feel more orgasmic. And it worked. And I was kind of doubtful. I was like, I don't need supplements. I'm pretty healthy, blah, blah, blah. But I think they're amazing. So try out hotrocks.com and you'll like it. How's that? Or go eat a mango from Africa.
Mango, yeah. Mango.
But this is not about weight loss. This is about a natural, organic.
Hey, man, when you lose weight, you tend to get laid a lot
it's
more.
True. You know, health
unfortunately,
is,
I know,
health
it
is
sucks.
A huge, it's true, though. It help, well, not because you're not getting laid, but just health helps you if you are exercise and you're healthy weight, then you enjoy sex more because you can just, your endorphins and
you
all
can
that
just
stuff.
Go to Pound Town for an
you
hour.
You go to Pound Town for an hour. Okay, ready? Sex in the news. There's a Munich nymphomaniac claims second victim. A few weeks ago, we did a piece of a Munich woman who was questioned by police after locking a man in her apartment and refusing to let him leave until he'd satisfied her 8 times. Then propositioned the police when they arrived to rescue the man from her balcony. Well, men of Munchen, the threat level just jumped to red because she struck again. Her latest victim, an African man, was found weeping on the side of the street after a 36-hour ordeal. I met her on a bus, said the man. She invited me back here. Oh, God, it was hell. I can't walk. Please help me. Oh, my God. You never hear that it's the woman. The woman, Malie 247, has now been detained in a psychiatric hospital for observation.
Wow.
She locked a man in her apartment, made him have sex 8 times, and this other guy 36 hours.
What?
You never, and the man was crying. That's so sad. Like, you don't never hear that women are the instigators. Yeah. Like, if this was a man, like, this wouldn't be, like, so tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, people wouldn't be laughing about it.
No,
if
she gets in a psychiatric hospital, like, if a man did that to a woman, he'd be in jail.
Totally. For life. Life.
Yeah. But whatever. The guy went back to her apartment. But that doesn't mean anything. She can't lock the door and have sex with him for 36 hours.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good TV movie, though. Her character. Okay. Delivery deaths double because of obesity and delayed birth. Okay. Fat old ladies are dropping like flies in London's delivery room these days as the number of delivery deaths has doubled in the past 5 years. Researchers are tentatively blaming rising rates of obesity and mothers waiting longer to give birth, both of which complicate labor. It could also point to a relative lack of midwives in the city as England's birth rate has jumped. Whatever the case, numbers are renewing calls for women to get on the treadmill and out of the bedroom sooner if you're thinking of having kids. It doesn't say what age women are having kids, but fat old ladies are dying because they're fat and having kids old.
Ugh,
so just lose
sucks.
Weight and have kids in your 30s. Don't have kids in your
20s. Get an African mango.
Eat an African mango and then get pregnant.
I'm sure you don't have this in the news.
I like this next one. What?
What was
go
it?
Ahead.
Is it nothing. Does it have to do with Chloe Lamar? Do you have any Chloe Lamar?
No, I have no Chloe Lamar. It's all up to you. I heard. Tell me.
I'm very sad.
I know.
The Kardashians just signed a $40 million deal with E!, but the news breaks today that Chloe Lamar is canceled.
I know. No, they didn't. They said they didn't want to do it again.
Which I think is cool because I think really right now Lamar needs to focus on basketball. He doesn't need to be doing a reality show.
Exactly. But they made $40 million. It's been off just for keeping
it's
up
crazy.
With the Kardashians. But that's split up against among all of them, but still.
But it sucks because, you know, this is probably the toughest.
You loved Chloe Lamar.
Yeah, I did. I love Lamar. And it sucks because I think what really made him stop is just the time right now, a really difficult time for Lamar.
Right.
And it's all on camera.
And he doesn't have a job? That's it?
No, he decided not to play because he got traded. and then his game wasn't up, so they were going to put him down in the minors. And he was like on the biggest basketball team in the world.
Why
the
wasn't
Lakers.
He doing well? Why did he leave?
He was in the Lakers,
but then he went to Dallas. Okay.
They went to Dallas because there was a strike for
right.
a long time,
I remember
so
that.
He didn't really stay in shape, apparently. So then he went to Texas, and his game wasn't right. He's playing with new people, you know,
right.
whatever. They didn't want to give him time. They wanted to put him down in the minors. That's embarrassing.
That
so
embarrassing.
He decided not to play and just become a free agent after.
And he probably thought that doing that all on television would be embarrassing.
Yeah,
I understand. It's the Chris K. Lamar. I'm sorry that it'll be.
I'm very sad.
I never even got to see it. But real cost of a breakup is 8 friends. A typical
what?
Adult loses 8 friends when a long-term relationship ends, a study found today. Researchers from Healbee.com surveyed 2,000 people and found that taking of sides and the circumstances of the split are the biggest reasons for broken friendships. Around 1 in 10 people said their fed-up friends had stopped speaking to both of them and their former partner after the breakup. More than 20% of people even admitted to staying in a relationship longer than they really wanted because of the fears about the impacts it would have on their relationships. Now, as we started the show, I'm friends with all my exes and all my exes' friends still. So I don't have that issue. But do you lose friends typically when you break up with someone?
I didn't lose a lot.
I guess you can see that long-term relationships, you kind of do have to pick sides.
Yeah, but they weren't really like my friends. It was just friends that I became friends with because
right.
of the people I was dating.
Right.
So they're initially their friends.
Right.
So,
but then they became your friends and they stayed your friends. Because that's always a tricky one too, if you break up with someone and then your friends
that's
are
That's actually only happened one time where I stayed in touch with some people because I really, really liked them.
Right.
And then we just never discussed my ex ever.
Right. You can't
I never asked how she's
yes,
doing or anything
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. That's just, some stuff we're talking about today is what you should never talk to your partner about. That's our mm-hmm. topic today. Okay. Don't be a boob. New bra allows you to stash iPhone without a purse. Cleavage has been a natural storage device for cell phones since the dawn of time, but two Seattle students have one-upped evolution with the Joey Bra, which features a side pocket under the arm that can hold iPhones, credit cards, or MP3 players. After surveying 200 students, they put together their prototype, a leopard print retailing at $19.99, mm-hmm. and will be presented in 19 sororities at the University of Washington. I guess, I mean, I carry a huge purse wherever I go because I need everything in it, but I guess mm-hmm. if you're in college, you just...
Do you see money?
Yeah, but that'd be uncomfortable.
And
you need money, condoms, and your iPhone.
Yeah.
But your iPhone is like under your boob and you're sweating and you're dancing at the bar. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Under your boob, a sweaty iPhone?
No, I'm sure.
I mean, it's under your armpit, but still.
Yeah, actually, this girl that I was hanging out with over the weekend, she saw a picture of this prototype.
Okay.
And she agreed that it wouldn't be a good place to put the iPhone.
Not a good place.
Do you know what I'm bringing back?
Bring it back. The hand job?
Not the hand job.
What?
Because the hand job must die. I am bringing back pagers.
Pagers?
I bought a pager.
Why?
Off eBay last week.
Why?
I don't know why.
You just bought a pager. How much is a pager?
It was $25.
Oh, my God.
I bought the pager that I bought when I was a teenager, the same exact one.
What?
And I found a place where you can get service for
Shut
it.
Shut up, man.
So I'm just going to get connected. Just
Are
so,
you going to start having people page you?
Yeah. Just to mess
be
around.
Like, page me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, forget Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Page
like, just
me.
Page me. That's so annoying. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
you
got to
call the person back.
Yeah.
It's like a text message now is now the page, though.
I know, but I just want to, like, wear
Are
it.
Are you going to wear it and clip it to your
yes.
own side? You're going to clip it to your...
Yes.
Right.
And
that's
I'm
a great
like,
idea.
And then we decided at work also where another friend of mine, she's going to get a pager too. So whenever we... Like, see one of us from a distance talking to somebody, we're going to go run and page them so the pager will go off in front of that
God,
person.
I can't even remember what they sounded like. Will you bring it in?
Yeah, of
It was
course.
Like, beep, beep, beep,
gonna have
right?
it every day. It's going to go off
I'm going to page
like
you
crazy.
Every day because I hate calling you because I hate your voicemail.
And then also I bought last week. I did have a pager back in the 90s.
So did I.
But.
Admit. Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I want to buy everything that I couldn't buy in the 90s. So I also ordered a pair of Reebok pumps.
Pumps?
Yeah, Reebok pumps. You remember Reebok?
They pump
they just,
up.
They like have a little pump in the
yeah.
front. Yeah. I bought a pair.
I
found the pair that I wanted
in your
in
size?
1990. Yeah.
Oh my God. So
it was
still
really,
was it on eBay?
It was really effing hard to find. But
on
I
eBay
found
you found them or?
No, this other special suit.
So you site. Pump them up before you wear them and then you.
No, no. You put them on and then you pump them up because then it like.
Does it make
it, like,
you taller?
Fits your foot. No, it makes you run faster and jump higher. Not really. But
I remember those Reebok. I don't even know what happened to Reebok.
Reebok, they're still around.
I know, but you never see them.
Yeah.
That's so cute, man.
And do you know what else?
You're so 90s.
No, I'm just like really
you're
into.
So retro.
I just want to buy.
You're
a bunch
like being nostalgic. I wonder what that means for you emotionally. Are you feeling nostalgic for your childhood or for your youth? Are you feeling like you're getting older? What's the deal?
No, I just. I don't
you
know.
You left a party with an open bar and went home and didn't have sex. Do you want to talk?
No, man. I just really want to get the things that I wasn't able to get when I was
what
younger.
Are the things you want now?
Things I want now, I'm not as crazy as I was back then when I was a teenager. I wanted everything, you know?
Right.
Now there's just a few things I want. And I pretty much have everything that I want except for one thing.
What?
There's
I want to buy it for you.
There's this new Samsung television, 60-inch LED TV that I really want.
How much is it?
It's about $1,700.
Okay. Got
$1,700.
Well, when I make it big, I will.
Thank you. It's called a smart TV. You can actually turn up the volume by just waving your hand and changing channel.
Are you serious? You can change channel by like.
You can just go like that, or just like turn up the volume, like just wave your hand.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
How cool is the TV I bought? Not that cool.
It's cool. You gave me a budget. It's a really good
TV.
Like
$500 or something?
Yeah. You gave me a budget and we got the best TV. It's a Sharp, which is a really good brand.
Yeah? Okay, good.
Yeah. Why have you been saying that lately? Did somebody make a comment that you had a crappy TV?
Because no, I literally, Madison and I had never had a TV in forever. I've never had a TV. And Madison since high school. And Madison and I went to Best Buy a year ago and bought this TV. And it was just like, you pick it out, you set it up. And then I didn't watch it for 6 months. And then I just started watching it.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be on TV soon.
I know. If you don't know.
If you don't know, there's a new television show coming out on Bravo TV. You have to have cable. But I guess you can also download the episodes, probably from iTunes. It's called Misadvised. And it's two words, Misadvised. And it's a reality show based on my life in San Francisco, my life and my work. Do I practice what I preach? And Menace is in it significantly, fortunately and unfortunately.
Oh, really?
He's kind of mean to me. They loved him. They loved him during shooting because Menace was...
I just kept it real during shooting. What are you talking about?
Menace was hypercritical of me on camera for national television.
Oh, right. Hypercritical. I was the same person. You said that I wasn't and I was.
You weren't. You were not you.
No, you wanted me to be nice to you. On camera,
I
you
can
want
hear me not your to be shoes a mile away. We're in a soundproof.
That's
booth.
Effing true, isn't it? Is it true?
We're in a soundproof booth, and I can hear you walking in the door. Now I know that
it's
was
true.
That was the tamest thing you'd say to me. Anyway, everyone, it's coming soon to a
it's
television.
It's gonna make people
you.
Love you and hate me anyway. So
I know.
Who cares?
I hope so.
I don't care.
No, they'll love you. I told you I can't say anymore.
Follow me on Instagram, please.
Oh yeah,
White Menace.
White Menace. You can follow me, Sex with Emily, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And Menace is White Menace.
Yeah.
At all those places.
Emails. Did you really blow up your dog? You showed me a video before we showed
There was
the
a video that my friend made of my dog blowing up, and I actually wanted to blow her up. I kept looking at that. And
did
I
she
kept...
pee on your...
No, she has not peed again in the house or pooped. She hasn't pooped in 3 days, though, so she's having some issues because she had a... It's a long story. And I don't want to get into it because I'll sound like a parent.
I fell in love with the dog
I'll
over
hate
the weekend.
Myself.
I posted a photo on Instagram.
Oh.
It was King Charles. They're called King Charles something. And no matter what age they get, they always look like a puppy. And I absolutely loved it.
Where'd you see it?
Well, my friend's sister brought it. And my friend actually has two of these dogs already.
What kind?
The King Charles.
Oh, my God. We
haven't
even had sex yet. Yeah. Does anyone care?
No, it's good.
Us? We're good.
Good.
I love us.
Go.
Oh, I'm having a party.
The Kegel.
The Kegel Kegger. We just set a date. It's going to be May 31st. It's a Kegel Kegger. It's with Good Vibrations. Doc. Oh, that's a cute puppy. It's a cute puppy.
If you guys want to see it, I'll send a photo to for Emily's website, sexwithemily.com.
Yeah. What was I saying?
You were saying that you're having a Kegel.
Oh, my God. A Kegel Kegger.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, I'm pretty sure, May 31st. And details to come. It's going to be with Good Vibrations as a partner. It's a kegger, but there'll also be other alcohol, celebrating my app and just my birthday, actually.
Oh.
It's a Thursday, though, because we couldn't. It's hard to get the place that we wanted. Whatever. Yeah. Sorry. You're going to have to go out.
Oh, no.
I know you can't go out during the week, but you have to anyway. Okay. Emails. What?
I'm sending you
fuck emails. What do you want?
I'm sending you the picture of the dog so everyone can go to Sex
Home.
Don't forget to post it because people like pictures of dogs.
I'll post it.
They do.
Okay. I'm going to read an email.
Okay.
From the people. Thanks everyone for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Emily, please give me advice on how to attract a woman. They all think I'm wonderful, like a brother, a great friend, sweet, cute. Mainly I hear, it's not you, it's me, cliche. Occasionally they'll screw my brains out. Awesome, I must admit, but they won't date me. I want a girlfriend. Confidence? I've got it. I have a graduate degree and make six figures. Slim, athletic build, run 5 miles 3 times a week, was a Jeopardy contestant, have lots of male and female friends, enjoy people. What is wrong with me? Well, I'm healthy, called good looking, but, and here's the but, only 5'2". Short girls are under no obligation to date short guys. In fact, the tall guys sweep them up easily since they're so, I don't know, adorable, toyish, whatever. I'm about to give up. Should I just go to a get a desperate mail order bride? Ted from Asheville, North Carolina.
Ted. Do you know what, Ted? I agree with you because I'm really into short girls and I'm not super tall. I'm like 5'10". And the tall guys just come in and they swoop on all the short girls.
It's true.
It's some bull-ish.
And I have to say that I date tall guys and
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
5'2".
And typically I date guys who are taller.
But do you know what? I've had girlfriends that are like 4'11", 5', and they've dated guys shorter than me too. Yeah. So
it doesn't matter. So here's the thing, Ted. You're super confident. You say all this stuff. I don't think it's because you're short that you haven't met someone yet. You don't say how old you are here, but it sounds like, I don't know, maybe you're in your late 20s, early 30s. I'm saying 20s. I would say that I know guys who are 5'2". I know guys who are 5'2"? 5'2". I'm 5'2".
Dude, I know there's a guy that I work with. He's probably like 5'3", 5'4". And he got so much game.
Yeah.
So many chicks.
I seriously think it's that we all think it's the confidence. And you say you have confidence, and I believe that you are a great catch, except for the height thing. And I think that you've got to take that out of your equation. Your height is fine. You got to live it. You got to embrace it. You got to just be it. And I think that you're always worried in your mind that you're not, that a woman's going to dump you because of your height. And you know what? Those aren't the women you're going to want to be with. I promise that you will find someone, but I believe when you say you're confident that you're not. Because you're still worried about this one thing. I could spend all of my time worrying about my insecurities too. We could all do that. And people who do that never move further in life. So you just got to positive and you got to focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. And this is even emotionally. I'm sure you're not walking around telling the girls, I'm only 5'2". But in your brain, you're projecting that. The more you believe it and the more you're worried about it, the more you're going to manifest it and it's going to become a problem for you. So I would just say, don't worry about the 5'2 thing. It's like if you have a small penis, guys shouldn't worry about that either. What are you going to do about it? It's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
There's nothing you can do about it, so embrace it.
Let it go, embrace it. We got all, that's what getting older is about. That's another thing. You asked me what I would tell my 16-year-old self, and I would just be like, get over it. Don't worry about your weaknesses. Focus on your strengths. Focus on what you're good at. I mean, when you're 16, you got to focus on everything. But I would just be like, everything's going to be okay, little Emily. Little Em, everything's going to be okay. That's what I'd say. Okay, dear Emily, I've been listening to your podcast of your show. They're great. In the Getting Your Mojo Back show, you touched on delayed ejaculation. Well, gotta tell you, I was hurt. I guess it's all my problem. This is what I took for the show, from the show. Treat me like a queen. Compliment me often. Perform hours of foreplay to get me ready. Don't neglect the breasts. Then when I'm ready, you should have a raging hard-on already. Do me firmly. But by all means, not the jackrabbit. Oh, and not a two-stroke joke, but God, don't hammer away at me for an hour. So that sounds like about 9.4 minutes so I can come, but I may not, and that's okay. Done and done. How about the man? I'm 50 tomorrow. I've never been quick to climax, and erections aren't as automatic as they were 30 or even 10 years ago. As we age, foreplay becomes more important for both men and women. I think more information for ladies on how to pleasure a man other than his penis is in order. An eager participant who wants to enjoy pleasure receiving and giving is my biggest turn on. My wife enjoys massage, and I enjoy giving them. The touching and rubbing always leads to better orgasms for both of us. Signed, Eric. Eric, point well taken. He was listening to a show where I was probably talking all about foreplay and pleasing the woman. And maybe we're assuming here, you know, maybe sometimes it sounds like we're just giving advice to men. Because I think, you know, men, we hear from more men. But we do give a lot of tips towards the women. And I think you're absolutely right that for a man, sex is not just about the in and out. That there is, I know men love sensual massages. And some men, besides men, it's like their balls touch and like their legs touch and like to be tickled around their penis, like their stomach and kissed all over and kissed on their face and their neck and all different things that they like that women like as well. And I totally agree with you. And we should do a show that emphasizes that shortly. I feel like we always talk about doing about foreplay, but he's kind of saying that I was all about the woman in that last show. And I probably was.
Yeah, of course. She's like that every show. Don't take offense to it.
But I
get some hot rocks, too. Hey,
get some hot rocks. Hot rocks, yeah. Hot rocks. But he's not a premature ejaculator.
No, but
if you are a premature ejaculator, yeah, you can go to hotrocks.com. That's RAWKS.com and get these amazing pills that if they don't work for you, I don't have a penis, but they worked for me as far as the stronger orgasms. 30-day money back guarantee.
Your horny level's at 11.
I'm at 11. That's how horny I am. Okay, we're going to get into our topic a little bit, which is what you should and shouldn't tell your partner, but your significant other. But I thought, Menace, that you and I would play a drinking game first.
Yes.
So that we don't have drinks. It's
weak.
It's a sex drinking game that I actually got at Good Vibrations. I'll give another plug to Good Vibes. Goodvibes.com. You can buy sex toys. You can buy games, which I think are super fun to spice up your sex life. You're going to see how. And use coupon code GVEmily15 for 15% off anything from goodvibes.com. Okay, these are I never cards. Remember I never, the drinking game, mm-hmm, when you'd say, like, I've never had an alcoholic beverage. And if you have, then you drink. So we've got to answer these questions truthfully and honestly. But you do, I'll do one to you. We have to each pick a card. So read it.
Card?
Yeah.
I have to answer it?
We both have to answer it and drink. Go.
I have never sharted when farted and a little extra came out. No.
No, me neither. Okay, most of them were sex related except for that one.
nice one. Sorry. All right, next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, the most of them aren't about anal stuff.
I never made out with more than 3 people one night. That is not true.
So you have to drink something.
So it's not true.
Is it true? Have you made out with more than 3 people one night?
Then I don't drink. So I do drink?
You do drink.
No drink. Okay. If it's true, no drink. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I got a drink now.
You got a drink. You don't have a drink with you?
No.
Okay. I've never had sex. I'm just going to read some of these. Okay. I've never had sex with someone I met on the internet. Would you drink to that? I've never had sex with someone I met on the internet.
I've had sex with somebody that I met on. Okay. But not like, you know, casual encounters or anything like
that. So these are just fun games you could play. But again, I don't know that you'd want to play this with your partner. You could, but there's some things in here that I think are too much information. But I love sex games. And if you go to goodvibes.com, I grabbed these when we were there because I thought they were fun.
I would take out the sharding card.
I'm sorry that was the first one. That was so alarming.
That would be very sexy if you're...
Most of them are not. That is literally the only one that does not have to do with sex and you picked it. I've never had sex in a public bathroom.
I'm going to have to take a drink.
Me too. I've never licked or eaten food items off my partner's body.
No drink with me.
No drink? Too
messy.
Drink. Too messy. You never would.
No.
I've never had sex on a waterbed.
I've had sex on a waterbed.
I've had sex on a waterbed too. My first time was on a waterbed.
Yeah. You were... Yeah.
Yeah.
That was big in the 80s.
Yeah. In the 80s. And it was a holdover. Mm-hmm. I've never had sex in the bathtub. I've had sex in the bathtub. Yeah, sex in for the bathtub. Sure. I've never gotten a blowjob while driving.
I have.
Okay. I've never been blindfolded during sex.
I've never been blindfolded during sex.
Oh, I have. So I would drink. I've never talked dirty while having sex.
I do.
You have. So you have to
drink. I'll be so drunk right now.
You'd be so drunk. Aren't these fun?
Wasted.
Wouldn't these be fun with friends? I've never thrown up in a bar. You have.
Take a shot right now. If this was shots, I'd be dead.
We'd be dead. I've never been kicked out of a bar. I never have been.
I have.
I've never been locked up in a police station.
I had to go there to testify.
But you weren't locked up.
No, to give a statement.
Okay. I've never been locked up either.
They were going to arrest me. They were going to take me. But I ended up going there because I wasn't home when the cops came to pick me up.
Close then. You don't have to drink. I've never had sex while standing. You've had sex standing.
Yeah,
so have I. I've never used handcuffs during sex.
Never used handcuffs during sex.
Okay, I have. So I would drink. I've never had sex while someone else was in the room.
I have.
I have too.
Yeah.
And it was dumb. I was in college and we had a loft in our room in our dorm room, and I was having sex with my boyfriend on the loft, and his roommate was sleeping down below. Like, didn't you just do stupid shit like that in college? Like, he could hear us having sex for sure.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. Okay. I've never had sex on the first date.
I have.
I have too. But I don't recommend it. I don't think you should have sex on the first date, everyone. Really. Uh-huh. I've never had sex with someone who didn't speak the same language as me.
That's all you.
I have.
I've never been outside of America.
I've never had sex with someone whose last name I didn't know.
I have.
I have too. Okay. So those are some fun games, okay?
Look who's the prude now. I had more I haves than you did.
I've never had sex at a football tailgate.
No, never.
I don't think I have either, but I've been there. Okay. So that's a fun game. Wow. I've never had that.
See, you're the prude. Why are you always giving me crap like I don't do anything? And I had more I did that than you did.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you didn't have more. Well, I've never been arrested.
Yeah, I did. Ask the intern.
Did you win? Are you the drunker one now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who had more yeses?
It seemed pretty close.
It seemed pretty equal.
Oh, Jesus.
I've never
had
a blowjob while driving. I've given a blowjob to someone.
Okay.
Okay, that was fun.
If you're listening to this podcast, email feedback@sexwithemily.com. Count all the yeses versus the noes.
Right. We don't have time to count them all. But
so Emily can delete your email.
Yeah, I'll delete your email. I hate when people don't agree with me. Okay, what you should and shouldn't tell your significant other. Okay, in general, it's good to be open and honest with your partner. There are times, though, when you should not tell your partner what is on your mind. Okay, I believe that couples need to be honest and open. And there are a lot of things. Like, I think communication, like I always say, is a lubrication. But there are just some things that you could share with your partner that they will never get over, that they'll never forgive you for, that it's just not worth sharing. Sometimes we think you fall in love with someone, we become one, we need to share all of our deep, deep, dark secrets and all of the sex we've had in the past, and it is a bad idea. There are instances when telling the truth would hurt them, and there'd be nothing good that would come of it, and it might have permanent damage to the relationship. So there's certain things. Number one, things that they have no control to change, you should never tell them. For example, their height, their penis size, their boob size, I guess they can change that, or their intelligence. If there's something that really bothers you that they do have the power to change, it will only make them insecure and resentful. For example, weight issues. If you think your partner is putting on some weight, I think we should go on a diet together, and those pants aren't very flattering are huge no-nos. So you got to be careful how you approach your partner. And remember, like, when you're breaking up with someone, you're like, oh, yeah, you're really short anyway, and you don't ever want to do this stuff. Number two, don't ever say negative things about their friends.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Don't ever talk shit about their friends, even if they say mean things about their friends. It will come back to haunt you. It's kind of like you can't talk shit about anyone's parents.
Because they'll throw you under the bus on it. Like, women, they just don't, they don't think. Like, you tell them a little bit of information, you think her friend's a bitch, whatever, blah, blah. And then when women get in an argument, it just
they're
all
like, he didn't like you either.
Yeah, he thinks you're a bitch. And it's funny because when your girlfriend gets in a fight with her girlfriend, it's not like they're never going to talk to each other again.
Right.
So they're going to say all this stuff in the moment.
True.
Throw you under the bus like they always do.
Right.
And then then they're going to be friends again 10 minutes later. But then
she's like, and my boyfriend doesn't like you.
Yeah. And now you have to stick around and deal with that. So just keep it to yourself, man.
And also, when your girlfriend breaks up with her boyfriend for the third time, don't trash the boyfriend because they're going to get back together again.
Yeah,
same thing.
Of course.
Okay. Never talk about good memories of your ex.
Never.
They only want to hear about the bad things about your ex. That's true. I don't even want to hear bad things or good things. I really don't want to hear anything because it's kind of like that watching a train wreck thing. You ask your partner all these needling questions about their past and was she better than me in bed or was he better than me in bed? And you just can't get that out of your head. And
let me ask you something. Read that again one more time.
Good memories of your ex. This is different than me.
It's different. Oh, it's totally different.
I never talk about good memories of when I was dating so-and-so. I'm just like, we're good friends. I'm never like, remember that time we were dating when we had great sex in the woods?
So I'm sure you have nothing to say about your ex that you're going to go hang out with in Mexico.
He's not even my ex. Sure. I mean, he is my ex, but it's so long ago that we're friends.
It's canceled out now.
So if they're the love of your life and nothing wonderful or magical ever happened before you two were together, everyone else pales in comparison to them. This is especially true about sex. Just don't go there. So don't talk about your ex, the great sex you had, even if your partner asks you. I don't share just because my exes are all – not only am I friends with all my exes, but my exes are friends. We don't sit and talk about that time we were together.
Look, what? I'm just telling you right now. If I was dating somebody, I don't care who the hell they were. And I told them that, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to Mexico and hang out with my ex. You can come if you want. Hell no, that
no,
would
he's
ever.
Coming. He's coming.
If that ever happened, ever, they would never, never.
It's just that this ex is more my friend. Like, we've been friends longer than we were dated. So I guess he's an ex. He's a baby daddy to my dog. We're like best friends. He shall remain nameless, though. He's very private. He'd kill me if I mentioned his name.
Emily.
What?
When are you just going to just have a clean slate, man?
What do you mean? Get rid of all the exes?
Yeah. Just do it.
I love them. They're part of my family. My
it's
family
great.
Doesn't live
and
here.
You can talk to them once in a while, but going and hanging out with them on vacations is not cool.
Okay.
I don't care what planet you're on.
We had to talk about this on Friday because I invited an ex to meet my current guy in the park, and Menace was there, and it was a mistake.
I'm not making you feel bad, but
not only was it a mistake,
I'm bringing you to reality, man. Like, okay. I don't understand.
But that's not related to our show topic.
Okay.
Okay, so don't talk about all the good memories. She doesn't want to hear, he doesn't want to hear about the good memories of the ex. Negative things about their parents. Don't insult. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who's married. She's been with her husband for 8 years. She can't stand his parents. She doesn't tell him. Mm-hmm. Because people can't hear that shit about their own parents. If they're very close to their parents and you're like criticizing, whatever, they're not going to hear it. There are constructive ways to talk about this stuff, but if you say something like, you're just like your father, you're turning into your mother, like those things don't work. Don't criticize parents. Okay, other things you should never tell your significant other, certain aspects of your sex life. Don't ever, ever tell how many people you've slept with.
Oh, no, never.
That question
that
comes up. I don't know why couples like to have this conversation. It's the dumbest conversation you can ever have. The worst thing you can say is that your partner doesn't turn you on anymore. You can talk about that you are note that you feel like you want to work on your sex life, but to say you don't turn me on anymore would hurt. Everyone likes to think they're great in bed, far better than anyone else they've been with. Focus on trying to get the passion back because you had it once. Give your partner positive encouragement and suggestions to make your sex life more interesting. So if you want to work on your sex life by telling your partner that he or she doesn't turn you on anymore, or you're not attracted to anymore, is not the place to start. It has to start with, what can we do to spice this up? Start, like I always say in the show, talking about your fantasies, talking about what turns you on, but don't tell them they don't turn you on anymore. Okay, talking about work. Now, you can talk about work sometimes. Just as you don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of what goes on at your job, don't say too much to them about what you think might be going on at theirs. So I wouldn't – so what I'm saying here is you don't want to give, unless they ask for it, your partner much advice about their own job. How would you feel if you were dating a girl and she's like, Menace, you know what you should do? You should tell Emily to F off or whatever your job is.
No, I don't listen to chicks when it comes to my work at all.
Okay, the next thing is that you think that their sibling is hot. Don't tell them that their sibling is hot. Do you ever tell a girl that her sibling is hot?
Yeah, I do. When I want to date their sibling.
Have you ever dated? That's another question.
I've made out with them. I remember I told you. I brought up this topic. If there was a girl that you dated, let's say there was a guy you dated, like, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, and now that guy is engaged. But you're like, oh, his brother's always been kind of hot, you know?
I would do it.
Yeah, of course you would. Why am I even asking?
Well, I would cover it. I would go run it past my ex and be like, you're engaged. Congratulations. Can I make out with your brother?
Can I hang with your brother?
And that's what you did?
No, there was this girl that I made out with her sister a couple times at a nightclub.
Okay. That's okay. I wonder if I've ever made out with siblings. I don't think I have.
No,
but I would.
But I've never like had sex with siblings.
No.
I don't think so.
You had to think about that. Okay, and the final thing is, their vulnerabilities. Whatever it is your partner feels vulnerable about, if you think they have good reason, keep it to yourself. If you think they walk funny, don't agree with them. If you think their voice is weird, tell them it's not. I mean, okay, this is kind of extreme, but nobody wants to be reinforced about. I mean, those are kind of silly examples, but it's important to be honest and open. But if they have insecurities, you want to try to build them up and feel better about it. You don't want to agree and say, yeah, your ass looks fat in those jeans. Two more positive.
Yeah.
That's what we got for you today.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Time just flies when you're having a fucking great time.
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, everyone. Anything else you got to say at this moment?
This moment, we are in San Francisco at the Stitcher.com studios. Stitcher is an app that you can download for your smartphone. It's really simple. It's free.
It's a great way to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, it's STITCHER.
Right.
And once you download it, all you do is search Sex with Emily, and then you can get the show.
It's so easy.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And check out my book, Hot Sex. Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. You can find it on Amazon. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.